You're listening to Talking with Ron Collins, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. Y'all got to be excited about this. It is Christmas. Hopefully, y'all had a wonderful Christmas. Everybody got everything they wanted. It's a great Christmas. Listen, we back. We back in full force. I got my lovely co-host with me. Say something, Miss.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas. I hope y'all opened up all those presents under those trees and y'all had a good time enjoying family, friends. That's what it's all about. As I always say, this show is about positivity and one thing about being positive, family and friends. And that's what we love about this. Listen, we got an action-packed show today. Like, we got some kinks, some surprises. You know, last week I said surprises and hey, I gave away $5,000. So, you know, you don't know what we're going to do. I got my co-host back. Listen, we are ready to do this thing. We hoping everybody had a wonderful Christmas.
I think I would definitely listen in if you're giving away money.
Yeah, well, don't listen. It's not the people of the show. So you
I was going to say, I'm here and I'm listening.
You got to unlock. You can't, okay. It's not for you. It's, okay. it's for the people.
Well, everybody else listening, don't leave. Stay tuned in. It's going to be a great show.
Listen, as always, we like to inform you and tell you what's going on. We got the family day coming up real soon. We've narrowed it down, like I told you last week. We're thinking more along San Diego. So y'all tell us what we're saying. We're thinking San Diego and Austin. Keisha has done a tremendous job talking to our sponsors and the people out there. So we're looking forward to doing that. So, but we're really thinking San Diego, y'all. So y'all tell us what you think. I know y'all be in the comments saying things. Hey, if San Diego works. Before I get started real good today, and we had an action-packed show, so I got to address something. I know you guys sent in and y'all said about this show, about the people who came out to support my son. I appreciate everybody do that. We really do.
Yes.
Appreciate everybody made the effort. Some of you guys who made the drive. Listen, I could not make it. Trust me, I'm at everything my son does. I could not make it due to, not me, the airline. So everybody who had to, the comments, my people on the ground there told me about it. I truly apologize. I had no control over that. Listen, for those people who made it, Lisa has all y'all numbers, information. We're going to send you a free Talk with Ron t-shirt and cap. And hey, we're going to do something special for all y'all came out because we do appreciate the love, appreciate you coming in and supporting him. But we will do something special for y'all for the family day. But I know some people had some comments, hey, we're here and you're not. But that was the only reason why. And they weren't at liberty to say that. But that's the only reason why I was not there. I always support my son. So that was the only reason why we were not there.
Yeah, but every event.
Every event. All the time. So that's the only reason why. So y'all with the comments, please ease up with the comments. So back to what we were saying. This is Christmas. I had to get that off my chest, but I don't want to do the downfall of this. Hopefully, like I said, everybody have something or got what they wanted. We did the Christmas drive in several states. We appreciate that too. All the people who actually helped, like it was amazing. There were people helping everywhere. The people who did the Salvation Army, the kids' Toys for Tots, the people who donated. Listen, you're going to make it. You made it perfect for a kid to open up a gift, a present today that might have not would have had a gift or a present.
That's a big deal, especially for children, for adults and, you know, teenagers, not so much, but for kids just having that one gift. So thank you all for who did contribute. It makes a difference.
It makes a difference. It does. Volunteers, we appreciate y'all. Y'all didn't have to do that, but you came out and you did it. And I understand it was a great, great success. So we appreciate that. Now, getting back into this on Christmas, getting back to this Christmas. So we got a special edition today. Hey, we got, we're about family. And we got some great people here today on the show. We can't wait to bring them on. Like they really good people. Married very long time.
People on the show.
We're gonna bring.
You have to give that disclaimer. Anybody we bring on the show are good people.
Good people. Y'all know that. Y'all know that. But good people. But so we have some great couples today coming on the show. And if time permits, we will have Michael Bibbins on and his wife, Tisha. Great people. I've known them a long time. Wonderful people. The group New Edition. Wonderful, wonderful people. But also, like I said, we want to make sure y'all understand we do this because we want you to feel family oriented. Everybody should have somebody to tie into, have couples, married. That's what it's all about. That's why Family Day was invented. Actually, that's why this show was invented. I wanted to bridge the gap with people, and I think we're doing that. I hear y'all comments. I hear what y'all say on YouTube. I hear what you say. Keisha tells me a lot of times what y'all saying. I appreciate that. I don't like the bad views.
Yeah.
I appreciate the bad views.
Right.
Because without a hater, we don't know we're doing it right.
Exactly.
So we appreciate that, right?
Fine tune and figure out what else we need to do, but everybody's not going to be happy. You can't please everybody.
Make it happen. So listen, we want to bring out a couple. We want to bring out a couple that has been together, seems like a very long time. Great people. We've enjoyed them. We know them. They're friends of ours. And we want to bring them. We want to bring them out. You want to introduce these great people?
Absolutely.
They so great. Hold up. They so great. She forgot who they was.
Absolutely not. I was just giving a moment, just taking a pause, a dramatic pause, everybody. But no, absolutely. We would love to welcome a wonderful couple. They've been married for 20 plus years, and we would love just for them to come on and talk about family, because that's what it's all about today. We would like to introduce you all to Robert and Nicole Esther.
Yes. All right.
Robert and Nicole, y'all there?
Yes, we're here.
Great, great couple. Great, great friends of ours. Great people. And we're glad y'all can join us on this Christmas Day, taking away from your family and joining us on this. Look, I want to get right into it. Tell me how much you, Robert, love Nicole.
How much do I love Nicole?
No pressure.
How much do you love Nicole?
And get it right.
I've been married 20 plus years, so that means I love her a lot.
Is this a lot? No, wait, hold on.
I love her a lot. No, we've been together for a long time. We've known each other for about 25 years. And over the years, things have actually gotten better, right? You know, you meet someone, everything is all great, and you get married, and it's a learning process for everyone, right? You have to learn what this person needs. You have to learn how to make them feel special. You have to learn to work together and navigate the choppy waters of life. And so throughout the years, the love actually grows deeper because you face challenges and you work through them, and it strengthens your bond. And so I love her a lot. I love her more than she could actually know. But I love her with all my heart.
Nicole, I don't know. Yara, you want to ask another question? You want to answer the same question?
I think Nicole can sweeten the pot a little bit more. Nicole, can you just tell everyone how much do you love Robert?
I love Robert every day. Every day that I love him and make a choice, you know, to love him. Why? Because he makes that choice to love me. And so it's a choice that we make every day to love one another.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what do you say, loving each other, you're right, is a choice. What do you say the secret to longevity? Because every couple fights, right? So what do you say is longevity to healthy arguments, healthy?
Longevity to help the argument.
Yeah.
Can y'all hear us?
Think that.
Yes.
Robert, Nicole? Robert, Nicole?
I think what it is, it's basically just a matter of understanding that being married is not only about you.
For a second. Robert, Nicole, can you hear us?
Yes, we can hear you. It did go out for
Robert,
a moment.
Nicole.
Yes.
Can you hear us?
Robert, Nicole, can you hear us?
Yes, we can hear you.
Robert, Nicole, can you hear us? Okay, yes, so we're gonna move on. Robert and Cole is there. We're having a little technical difficulty. Affirmation words about choosing someone every day.
Yes, just making the choice to love every day. And Robert was saying how, because Yara had asked, how is it?
Yeah, and And the how is you just have to mature to realize that the other person has needs too. And you can't focus solely on your needs. You have to mature to see their needs and then try to figure out a way to meet their needs, right? We don't have the same needs. So you have to research your mate like you would a customer and find out their needs and become efficient at meeting their needs and doing it in a sincere way, not because you have an obligation, but because you want them to feel important. So it's important to mature where you can see that you have to meet their needs. And if you meet their needs, they're more inclined to meet your needs if they understand and know your needs. So sometimes you have to tell them what you need. And if you can inform them and they love you and you're growing together, you're going to want to meet their needs. Then if you can do that, you're both meeting each other's needs. Then you have the potential for longevity.
So Robert and Nicole, I know you said y'all been together a long time. How long have y'all been married?
22 years.
22 years. So what is in the 22 years, we all have it, and I hate to say this on this Merry Christmas Day, what is healthy argument? What does that look like for you guys?
Healthy argument looks like to where you're both talking in a way that's being respectful. You can disagree, but once one person becomes disrespectful in their tone, in their language, so a healthy one would be, yes, we can talk in a way to where we're not agreeing, but just as long as it remains to where I'm being respectful in my, you know, the words that I'm using.
And Robert, what does that look like for you?
For me, it's listening. Listening not only to the reasoning, but also the emotion behind it, because communication is two-dimensional, right? You have the logic and the reasoning, and you have the emotion behind it. So you have to hear both, right? Okay, they're saying this. What are they trying to communicate to me, okay? And as a man, I have to remind myself, don't try to solve all the problems. Sometimes when Nicole's coming to me, she's not looking for an answer. She just wants me to know what's going on and to just serve as an outlet for something that she's thinking or feeling. And sometimes just listen. And just, you know, give feedback if she wants it. And if she doesn't want the feedback, you need to not give feedback. You don't have to solve every problem. And so it's just the maturity of understanding another person's needs, understanding human nature, understanding that we all want to feel important. But all of us have a different way of feeling important. And so our job is to find out what makes this person feel important and try to meet those needs in healthy ways. But for a man, it's listening, taking the time to listen. And let her say what she wants to say and how she feels.
I think this is really good. Robert, one of the things that you said, and you and Uncle both said, you know, sometimes we're not mind readers, right? We all just can't, you know, we don't have that where we can just see and just like, you know what, I know what Nicole's thinking. But what one of the things that you did mention was she has to come, you know, if she tells you her need, then you're right on top of it. But I think that's really big. And that also plays a big deal on communication, right? Yeah. Communication is definitely the key. A lot of the things that you all were saying, you know, today was really good information, and a lot of it is communication. If you don't have that communication, same thing Nicole was saying regarding the tone or, you know, and the way that someone speaks to you, all about communication.
Yeah,
I think that's a really big deal when it comes to having a relationship. Wouldn't you say, Ron?
Yeah, and another question I have for you guys: how do you juggle dedication to your partner when you have kids? And I know y'all have kids, so how do you juggle that, the career life, kids, and giving your partner what they need or the attention that they need?
Because that can be a big obstacle.
Yeah. Want to answer that?
Definitely a challenge, trying to make sure that you make time for your mate. It can be challenging, and I know it has for us, because children with their activities and then, you know, your career itself takes a lot. And by the time you get home, you're tired. Mm-hmm. And so dedicating that time to say, okay, on this day, this is what we're going to do to make sure that you get it scheduled in. Mm-hmm. It may seem like, oh, why do you schedule that? Well, to make sure you get that time, because if you don't, mm-hmm. then it will end up being missed.
Yeah.
And how important is it spending time with your mate or being with your mate? Mm-hmm.
Well, it's important because we're all evolving, right? I'm not the person I was 2 years ago or 5 years ago. So my needs change. Her needs change. So again, view your spouse as your customer, right? Your goal is to meet their needs. So you got to stay in tune. You have to stay in communication so you can, you know, understand how they feel, how their day is going, how their week is going. So it's just, again, I guess the common thread is communication. And so sometimes Nicole and I will just go to the movies. The kids want to go, but no, we're going to go just so we can kind of reconnect and just act like we did 20 years ago before we had kids. Because if you've been married a long time and you've had kids for over 15 years, the kids, as you guys mentioned before, oftentimes you're the center of the household, right? But you can't neglect your mate, you know, that's the foundation, right? My spouse comes first. I should see it that way. Nicole should see it that way. The kids are important, but we're the foundation of the family, both of us together. So we have to stay strong so that we can continue to have a strong family. But yeah, having that date night or time together, it's important because you have to stay connected. You have to stay connected.
Well put. I agree with you fully, Robin, until you said Nicole was a customer. I was all in with you, man. Look, I don't want you to ruin Christmas. I know you got her a great gift, but my God, man.
No, when I say a customer, you know, in any business, you have to know your customer's needs. Just like in this radio show, your customers have a need. What I'm really getting at, you have to know what they need so you can meet the need.
Okay, I was trying to wink. I know I got my glasses on, but I was trying to wink at you. But okay, hey, it's Christmas. You might be, be buying some more diamonds, but okay.
Hey,
all right.
Hey, she's my preferred customer.
Now, that didn't sound good either, Robin. You might go, let me, Robin, go off. I'm going to send you some text here in a minute.
I think he's covering it. He's covering it.
Yara, what else do y'all want to add or tell couples out there, young couples, couples just starting out, couples that's thinking about doing it, to get down that road that you guys have been on? Because let's be real, that's not an easy road to go down, and that's what we call longevity. You know, too many times this day and age, people are getting married for the show, you know, and then they don't know what it takes to be married and stay married. You know, so what would y'all say I would like to call y'all a very experienced couple. What would y'all say or tell a young couple that's doing it or thinking about doing it?
Just some advice. And then also, if they meet a bump in the road, because, you know, a lot of younger people, if they're trying to get married or just new couples or whatever the case may be, when they do start, they may think it's a fairy tale, right? Mm-hmm. We will never have an argument. We will never. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh boy, no, that's not how it works. But just some advice on how if they do experience challenges, what should they do?
Well, first of all, you have to marry someone who has the same values as yourself. You need to start off with that because people don't value the same things, right? So you have to make sure you have the same values, and you have to maybe talk about money before you get married so you can make sure that you have a common understanding of what money is and what money isn't. And so those are foundational things, because if you don't get those things right, nothing's going to work, right? You have to value the same things and understand money, because having values that conflict and not understanding money and viewing it the same way causes a lot of arguments and contention. So I would start off with that. Once you're able to check off those two boxes, you have to learn to communicate. And we keep going back to communication. You have to understand what this other person needs, and you have to be willing to sacrifice. Everything can't be about you all the time. You have to consider the other person's need. And you have to ask yourself, can I service this person? Can I meet their needs when I'm angry with them, when I'm upset? And if you say no, you don't want to go into a long-term relationship, because that's what it takes sometimes. You have to serve when you don't want to serve. And if you're not able to do that, you may not have the maturity at this point to have a long-term relationship.
Okay. That's
very well. Know some great words.
Yeah, man, Robert, shoot. Woo! Later on, we got a huge announcement after the show, man. You just struck something on that with me, but okay.
It's 22 years. Y'all have some good wisdom, but no, that's really good advice. That's really good advice.
Yes, it really is. It really is. The Robert and Nicole show coming soon. that's excellent. Great people, can't say enough about them. Positive, always positive. into family and the community, do everything that we want and see people do. This is why I say all the time, people on this show, you're not going to be on this show if you don't share what this platform stands for. And you guys are a definite added value to that. Well, when we come back, Robert, Nicole, we're gonna put y'all on the spot. Let me tell you how we're gonna put you on the spot. Dinner at y'all house. It's Christmas. We can come over and eat something.
Hey, come on over. We're watching the game right now. Come on over.
It's Christmas, man. Come on. I mean, golly. But no, Robert, anything else you want to ask him, y'all?
No. I think he covered a lot. They gave a lot of great words of wisdom.
Great.
A lot of great words for whether you're a new couple starting out or existing couple, just how to navigate through relationships when times get difficult.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because they will.
Yes.
Definitely. Look, great people. Like I said, great friends of ours. I can't say enough about them. Outstanding people. Listen, we appreciate y'all coming on and sharing that wisdom with not just us, everybody out there listening. I love to say my number because I hit it. I don't know what it is right now, but 2.1 million listeners, seers. So
that's pretty awesome. That's pretty awesome.
So don't be shocked, Nicole, Robert, if y'all get some emails or some people be trying to solicit y'all for advice, because I don't know how my listeners do it, but they will find you. They will find you. I don't know how they do it, but they will find you. But they got some FBI stuff on them. Hey. But we definitely appreciate you guys coming on, taking out the time, sharing with us.
Thank you so much.
Taking away from your family today. Truly, God bless you guys and your family as always. Thank y'all so much.
Thank you for considering us.
Thanks for having us. Thank you.
That was awesome.
That was really good.
That was awesome. I mean, when you say the longevity that they have, 22 years.
That's a long time.
Being in that and doing that and working toward that. I mean, it takes work.
It takes
a lot of work. A lot of work.
Dedication. Marriage is it's not another job, but it's work.
Okay, Robin, number two, you kind of echoing what he said.
It's not something that you could just do and be willy-nilly about, you know, just jump into it and you know, it's not what you see on TV. It's definitely not that.
I'll be a hell of a customer now. If you want to be a customer, I'll be a hell of a customer. I don't like it when it's all right. So no, but you listen.
No, it takes a lot of work, that's for sure. So yeah. Just the importance of people knowing that, you know, relationships aren't easy at all.
Well, listen, we ain't through. We're not through. We're not through. It's an action-packed show, like I told y'all. We got in studio. These people here, like I don't even have it. Hold up, let me get their theme music together right now. When you talk about a couple, man, this is a couple. We got them in studio now. Another great couple, great friends of ours. They've been married 21 years. Another milestone number, 21 years. You don't get that far by not doing something right. Let's bring them in, Erica and Marcus Giles. Y'all welcome on in.
Merry Christmas.
Look, we appreciate y'all coming and taking out the time and being here. Like I said, another great couple. We have known them for a while now. We have traveled together. We have the kids all co-joined, and they are great, great, great people. I have no point in 10. I don't know why they were green today, but I'm going to just wait on and tell y'all since they...
red and green, those are Christmas
colors. No, I thought they were trying to drop some type of hint. I thought that they were trying to drop. But with green, well, I mean, because they've been in the military.
Oh.
And that's
not that branch.
That's the wrong color. Okay, well. So Erica Giles, welcome. Erica Giles, Marcus Giles, welcome to the show. We appreciate y'all coming. Come on in a little closer, Marcus.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just you've been married to the woman 21 years for a moment. Happy holidays to you guys. So, Erica, what makes 21 years and not just what's a little different with y'all, both of y'all service people and been in the service, getting ready, well, retired from the service. And I know that probably puts a strain on it and a little bit harder being around your mate all the time. But what makes that work?
Because that's a difficult area by itself.
Well, so not easy. We, like you said, we was doing military. So we've been married 21 years, but I did 20 years in the military, right? So we basically been doing military our whole marriage. Retirement didn't make it harder, though. Retirement made it easier because we're doing military. One of us was gone and one of us was at home. Now that I'm permanent at home, I'm into my role. He still goes to work and it just makes things easier. We don't have to split so many of the responsibilities because I take care of home now, right? So it made it easier. 21 years has been hard, but I would say we on the opposite side of it. I would say now it's more of coasting. You know how they say marriage is work, it's always mm-hmm. work. But now I feel like it's working for us. I feel like we coasting.
And you said something, Erica, the other day, we were talking and you said something. You said something very profound that I really like. You said Marcus was your best friend and you're his best friend. How do you get to a best friend level in a relationship?
I think it started off just from the beginning of really liking each other and really getting to know.
So you really like him?
Yes.
Oh,
okay. I tell people that all the time. Okay. I feel like, you know, of course you should be in love with the person you marry, but you don't always like them, right? Mm-hmm. And I feel like I like him all the time. You know, I feel like the first thing, anything happens in the morning, the first thing I do when I wake up in the morning is call him, and he just got out of bed an hour ago. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm always looking forward to seeing him when he comes home. I'm always wanting to talk to him throughout the day or anything. And just knowing that he's okay is my comfort.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I feel like we became best friends just because we were friends in the beginning.
Now, how long would you say you were friends? So from the very beginning of your marriage, did you
get in your this friends? Was pretty quick. I met mine. So I joined the Navy and got to my first ship in January.
Mm-hmm.
By what, February? You know, he wore me down, you know, telling me that I was going to be his wife and, you know, following me around the ship. You know, following me around the ship, telling me he's going to marry me and all this other stuff. And by September the same year, we was married.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you think he was nuts at first?
I did. Joshua, our youngest son, just brought that up again yesterday. He was like, I can't believe you married him after all of that.
Persistent. So everybody, persistence is key. If you see someone, don't stalk them. But persistence is key. It works. Yeah. 21 years later, it works.
That's awesome. That is truly awesome. And they're not just saying it, folks. They ain't just talking. Look, I seen Erica one day. We were somewhere, and she say, "Oh, I don't need to ask him what he need to eat. I already know what he want to eat." And we were at a restaurant. And so they're not just saying this. They're not just faking the funk, as we like to say. It is truly true. Marcus, tell us what is great about Erica and being married to her 21 years, because she says she don't like you all the time. So,
for me, it's a lot. She's great. She's a great mom. And that's the one thing I love. She's a great mom. She takes care of our kids like no other. And for me.
Well, hold up, Marcus. I'm going to cut you off. One, come a little closer to the mic so the people can hear you. But okay. Two, she wasn't a mother in the beginning. So what? She already told a story. She said you pursued her like a home, so if for a better lack of word, so it was something that you saw in it to know that that was your mate for life.
I would say from the first time I seen her on the boat, I was like, that's my wife. I had that calling and I just pursued her like no other. You're right, I did. I took her on a date, I bought her a teddy bear when it was snowing, and we had a great time. And for me, just watching her and looking at her, who she was, what she did, I loved it. I love her personality, I love everything about her. And I cannot live life without her. I know that from the beginning.
That's awesome.
That is. I cannot.
Love at first sight. Truly love at first sight.
For him, see? I told y'all, just stay tuned for this. It's going to get better. I promise you. Y'all ain't going to leave this one. But I'm going to ask y'all like I asked Nicole and Robert. What's arguments to you guys? What does disagreements? I shouldn't say arguments because I don't like
mature as the first couple. So So
hey, we have different focus and different personalities. Everybody's not the same.
But like I say, that we have been working on it though. But for us, I know my issue is not letting somebody finish talking. You know, I know I'm controlling and I'm working on it. So if we having a debate, you know, we don't do all the yelling and screaming. We pass that. But I find it hard to let him finish his sentence, right? Because I know best, you know, because that's the controlling spirit in me. So he'll, you know, start talking and whatever. And I'm trying to be like, just listen. But it's always like, let me get this in. So I'm working on that, you know. So I'm working on just letting him finish his complete sentence. Let him finish his complete thought before I add something to it. And I'm learning that everything don't need a rebuttal. Sometimes I just need to let him get whatever he got off his chest and blah, okay, and move on.
So you would say listening is part of the key to it, and, yeah. And where you're getting into that now, mm-hmm. Listening. And I guess for you, Marcus?
And like you said, in the conversation, I'll shut down. Mm-hmm. But over time, maybe 15 minutes later, she'll come have a conversation. And we'll talk about what happened, and we'll do the process of figuring out what can we do to get better. And we just guide each other, have genuine conversation of love. And this is why I went wrong, and this is what you went wrong. And we have that talk, and then we do better with it. And we show our kids the same thing, how to have healthy conversations. That's one thing I know.
Healthy
conversations. The kids should see it. They should see how they should be when they marry, how they should handle situations. So it's good to show your kids that you do have arguments.
One of the things you said, Marcus, I think is important, healthy conversations. I think people need to learn how to do that, not even in relationships, but friendships, mm-hmm. You know, all of that, because some people don't know how to have those healthy conversations with people. And it's okay to not agree, but you all have a healthy conversation and you can agree to disagree. Mm-hmm. But whatever the case may be, but let it be healthy, not as Nicole mentioned before, when you get rude and disrespectful and things of that sort, then that takes things kind of go in a different avenue at that point. But mm-hmm. He brought up a good healthy conversation, and then what I was saying earlier, communication is the key.
This is the key.
That is a big deal.
All right, they preaching today, y'all. I hope y'all listening to this. So Marcus and Erica, what do you think today's couples are lacking that they can't or not getting to the longevity? I think Jennifer told me the divorce rate is, when she did the statistic look up, is almost 60% now after the first year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think is the generation now is missing, other than wanting to have the glam of the beginning of the stuff?
I think is that people try to model their marriage off of what they see in social media or what they have seen in their family, right? We was talking about this the other day, how people were like, oh, I want the old school love. People was like, y'all don't even know what grandma and granddaddy went through, you yeah. know? So I think setting your marriage up for you and no one else. I think we have an untraditional marriage. Mm-hmm. I think we play off each other's strengths instead of what society say is supposed to be, right? Like most of the time they feel like the man is the provider and the man's supposed to handle the money and all of that type of stuff. In our marriage, I do the money. You know, he pays the bill, but I manage what stocks we in or whatever the money is gonna go to help the money grow, because that's just the blessing or the strength God gave me.
That you have, yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
He cooks a lot. You know, sometimes in traditional homes, you really don't see that. Let the wife do most of the cooking, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. Dual military, we both clean. We both do, like, we just made our marriage work for us and not what the world's supposed to say. Like, you know, you hear all on social media, he need to be paying all the bills. Like, what I'm working for if he got to pay all the bills, you know what I mean? So we don't.
So 50-50 partnership.
And it's a team effort. And
we don't even do 50-50. We do 100-100.
Like, well, I mean, technically, yeah, if you're in a relationship, supposed to be 100-100. Excuse me, y'all. So this is now the Erica show. So welcome another one, but.
Like, we don't, it's not even no percentage on it, you know what I mean? We gonna, whatever needs to get done, it's gonna get done,
yeah.
Between and, together.
And Marcus does cook, y'all, so let me just say this to y'all, he does cook. Maybe we can go to his house for their house, excuse me, for Christmas Day. But I'm gonna say this to you, I don't want no more damn brisket.
Oh yeah, he
is the brisket king. So listen, any sponsors out there that want to join in and help us get Marcus brisket for life, call call in. Jennifer, just call the 1-800 number. The 1-800 number, 1-800-396-6020. And I'm sorry I forgot people to say that at the beginning of the show. Always, we welcome your comments. What do you want to say? It is Talking with Ron, 1-800-396-6020. That line is 24/7. You can say what you want to say. We might answer, we might not answer. So, but anytime y'all want to speak to any of us, Yara, myself, Jennifer, Marcy, Keisha, call in, talk to these people, but more so call in to say you want to book us on these dates that's coming up. And I understand we got some strong dates coming up next year. But listen, if y'all want to book us, want to talk to Ron to come to your city and your establishment and sit down and talk, we would love to do that because we like meeting the people and that's what it's all about. But I'm gonna get back to our guests.
I did want to mention, you said that if they do call, we may answer, we may not answer. You did say that.
Yeah.
We will always respond. If we don't answer right away, we will definitely reach back out to you and contact you back.
So watch this teamwork, y'all. I'm not gonna respond. I'm gonna tell y'all off the top. She gonna be on the list. And Jennifer and all the rest of them might respond, but I'm gonna tell you, Ron ain't gonna respond. I get enough of y'all. I don't mean that in a bad way, y'all. Please don't start sending me these texts and emails with this stuff. I don't mean that in a bad way. I love y'all to death because I would not be who I am and we would not be on this platform if it wasn't for you guys, period. Sponsors are here, but sponsors are here because you guys are here and we appreciate and love each and every one of you. That's why we do what we do and we're giving back to the community. Back to the jobs. Mm-hmm. You got a question, Mom? So I have a question.
No, go for it. Come on.
I want to go back to the question you just asked.
What?
Which one? The last one you asked.
Remember, y'all, this is a job show, special edition.
But you asked about like what you can do to help have a healthy relationship when you first start off. One of the things I would add to that is know yourself. A lot of us don't know each other. They don't know what we do and how we do everything in a marriage or whatnot. One thing my wife taught me is she taught me, show me who I was, what my quirks is, what mistakes I made and whatnot. I had to learn that because a lot of people don't know who they are. They don't know what things take them, what makes them mad, what makes them upset, what makes them love someone. So if you learn who you are, it'll help you in a marriage, if you grow in a marriage.
I think that's a good one too, because sometimes some people will take what they're going through and want somebody else to validate or want somebody else to fix them. Right. So I think it's good when you've already healed within yourself and then you bring a whole healed person to somebody, you know who you are. So you're not searching for who you are within this person, because a lot of times that can mess things up as well. Mm-hmm. You may not realize you're not ready to be married yet. Mm-hmm. You may still want to be out, hang out, club or whatever the case may be, but you're not mature enough to be in a marriage. So that's very good what you said. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. Yeah. So Marcus, since you cook it is Christmas. No, I'm joking. But no, so I think that is something that is solidified and obviously y'all have the key to it because it's working.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't get where you are this long and this far by not having the key that works for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sharing what y'all know and feel and what works, like Erica said, the balance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hey, I'm excuse me, 100 as Erica said on this this side, and you're 100 on the other side, but together we're 200 and we're one.
Right.
Which is phenomenal. Like and I like this, and let me just say this to everybody. I said this with them and having them on the show because they were military and we got to give it up for them for that. Like, I mean, to go and be in the military that long, and they're still a young, vibrant couple.
Mm-hmm.
And to still survive, with this marriage. Yeah.
It's hard enough just being married as a civilian.
Yeah.
But it's really hard to be married to people who are deployed all the time and you're coming and going, and how to be able to sustain that marriage and still communicate and still keep the love there while the person may be deployed or somewhere else for a long period of time. And you have to, whoever's not there, have to hold the house down if you have children and manage things. So that's a lot. That's a lot, but still keep that unity together. That plays a big part. So mm-hmm. having a military marriage is very difficult. And for 21 years and you all still love each other, says a lot.
No, she didn't say she still loved him. She said she liked him. No, I'm joking, but no, that is, and it's to be commended. And absolutely. Also thank you for your service, both of y'all.
Thank you.
You know, but also, what do y'all think in this society that we could do different in relationships in this day and age? Because it's a whole different day and age now. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have social media telling people what should be, what could be, what they think. You have people on social media who's now, quote unquote, think they are experts in relationships and marriages, and they don't even have a marriage or a relationship. So,
and then I also want to input too, sometimes a lot of people have to, when they look at social media, they have to realize that that is just a fairy tale. A lot of people will not put their worst on social media. They want to put their absolute best. So a lot of people try to model themselves off what they see, when that's just a picture. It's just a picture, mm-hmm. for that moment, mm-hmm. you know. But
so what does disagreements look like?
Yes,
for y'all. Oh, boy.
I think it kind of goes back to what I was saying. Like, usually disagreement, like I said, he's trying to talk. I'm probably interrupting him, which makes him shut down. We end up splitting up. He goes into his little man cave. I go do whatever I do. But I always come back and I apologize for interrupting him. Or sometimes we don't even have that break in between. I can see in his face that I'm not interrupting him and he's getting frustrated. And I was like, you know what? You're right. Let me give you your time. You know, so like I said, it's been 21 years. We got a kid in the house. We're not gonna be yelling and screaming and having him asking what's going on, you know. So a lot of times people think this is the craziest thing, that we got a double shower built because we have our best conversations in the shower.
That's awesome.
Oh, Lord. we got a PG show here, but wait a minute. Whoa. My mind went to Wales. I'm sorry.
I use lavender soap. He uses a peppermint soap. And it's like,
where do you get them from here?
The store.
No, that might work. Like, hold up, y'all. We got another gift y'all might can go get for Christmas. Man, what type of lavender, Eric?
But it's kind of hard. You know, you're in a nice hot shower. You got all these aromas going on to be upset. Right, so we have some of our best conversations in the shower. Mm-hmm. Not saying like we argue and we jump in the shower, but by the end of the night come, we try to take a shower together all the time at the end of the night. So usually that's the time where we'll apologize or we'll say, you know, I should have never said this, or we could have handled this better. It usually happens in the shower for us.
That's true. That's awesome.
That's true. So what is the point that you say your best friend, I heard you say earlier, which I commend you for saying it, that you can't live without. A lot of people don't want to say that and admit that because they think it's, oh, I'm being mushy, or oh, I'm, you know, they think they, you know, I got me or somebody, so, or have me.
No, he's been spilling his heart since the day he tried to get me. He just a lover boy. He loves with his whole entire heart.
That's awesome.
Like, he's, like I say, you just gotta accept your role. He's the type who could send me a 3-page form, and I'm the one like, I don't want to look easy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and we have to accept that, right? He has to accept that I'm not as mushy. I don't really have a form inside of me. Like, I just that's not who I am, but he is. So I have to accept that he's more of a physical touch person. He's more of a lovey-dovey person. And I'm more of, like, your leg been on me 5 minutes, move. Like, you know what I mean? So it's the compromise, right? It's just the compromise of everything. So yeah, he loves with his whole heart.
What do you like about love about Erica? What's her quality?
You look at love language this time.
Because it ain't cooking.
She can cook.
I'll say service in action. Just doing things for her. Without her asking, she's working out. Make her a smoothie. Make her lunch. And when she's been working out, just acts of service, just making sure that she's taking care of her needs are getting met. She always takes care of mine. So I just gotta be prepared to take care of her and no matter what. Sometimes we forget, and she's like, well, you could have made a smoothie. But you know, you just gotta be there and remember those moments. You're not remember every single time, but when she do need it and she really, and you can see it, just be there for her.
I don't think you answered the question. It said, what do you love about?
See that, folks, that prime example on live TV on Christmas. See that? Now Erica's going to go buy another gift. Prime example.
But I mean, that's one of the things I do love about her. She always speaks her mind. And I love that she's always in front of everything. So she keeps everything that she does in front. So you know her. I love that about her. Sometimes, like me, I'm reserved. So I don't say anything. I love that she's outspoken. It makes me outspoken at times. So
real quick, what do y'all, what would y'all say for a young couple or a couple getting started that wants to have that longevity like y'all and go up that road? What would y'all say to them?
I think for us, for with the kids, I don't think we ever, I guess gonna say, center ourselves around the kid. Once we had kids, we never made them like, oh, let me forget about him. Let me focus on the kids, right? We made it work with everybody. Everybody needs to be filled love. But we got two boys. Everybody's kids is different. But from the time they were able to talk and walk, their job was to try to manipulate us against each other. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's all kids.
We always say it's us against them. You know what I mean? So we never let the kids divide us, because if you got kids, that's what they're going to do. Mm-hmm. In a two-parent household, they try to divide the parents. So we always made sure that we were solid and then let them kids split us apart. Mm-hmm. That's number one. Number two is not trying to change each other. Mm-hmm. I had to accept who he was when I married him, right, and when I had his kids, instead of me trying to change him. It was so many things that I tried to change. I met Marcus at 19, so, you know, I thought I could make him into whoever I wanted him to be. But I had to learn that I married him the person that he is. So why would I marry this person and I say, okay, now change? Mm-hmm. I should have married the person that I was looking for if this wasn't, he didn't come with all these checks that I wanted him to have.
Yeah.
So don't change each other. Like, you know what I mean? If you don't want somebody who smokes cigarettes, then don't date somebody who smokes cigarettes. You know what I mean? So I think that's the biggest thing. Don't marry somebody or get in a relationship with somebody and then try to change them into somebody else.
Look, well advised, well spoken. Listen, the Giles, like I said, are great, great, great friends of ours, great people. And we have fun always with them. Look, we want to thank y'all coming out on this Christmas Day. And we hopefully will get to y'all house and eat some brisket today.
Yeah.
Christmas brisket. Look, we want to thank y'all. Yeah. So we definitely want to thank y'all for coming out on this special edition, couples edition, and sharing with the people what success looks like in a marriage and longevity with young people that's still young and vibrant. But we want to thank y'all so much. We appreciate y'all coming out. Appreciate y'all taking out y'all time and joining us on here. The Giles, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having us. Thank you. No, the information that they gave, both couples gave, was great, great, a wealth of information that any individual or couples can use and apply. Or people who are thinking about getting married. They may not have anybody right now, but, you know, in the future. But things to consider, you know, as they meet people and or meet someone special and as they, you know, move forward to be in a relationship. This is really good advice.
I could not agree more. And listen, I said at the end of the show we would have something special, and I always do. No, I'm not giving out no money.
No money?
I gave it out last week. I don't have no more to give out. So, but
well, Giles were here the whole time.
Oh, they going to give it?
No.
We got to change that. First call. But no, so we have a great announcement. Part of this special edition was coming out and doing a couples edition on Christmas and having people come out like the Giles, Robert and Nicole, coming out and sharing what success looks like in marriage and healthy marriages. All these people are successful in their own right and way, and we definitely appreciate that. So the spin that we have coming next year, which is in 2 weeks, right? 2 weeks? I think
Next week.
The spin that we have coming out, we have the couple show coming. And we probably had a Giles back on and on the show and Nicole and Robert along with some other people on the show. So we have starting next week, week after next, we will be having the couple show co-starring Yara and myself. And we will have people on that can move and we want you to call in on that show and move things forward, move your life forward, move your relationship forward, call in for advice, good or bad. And so we do have that show coming. So y'all look out for that. It's coming in 2 weeks next year. So a week, but it will be coming. So y'all stay tuned for that. We're gonna have a lot of interesting people. Listen, we ran out of time. I'm so sorry. I'm going to get him on regardless next week because they did say they were going to be on. I did not get the call that they had made it on, but I do want to get my good friend Mike on and his wife. So we're going to probably extend him to the couple shows. So
that'd be great.
I have them on there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but we got to get them on quick because y'all, another thing. So we're giving away one last thing. We're giving away 4 tickets to New Edition. We told y'all about the Babyface, two different shows, one in California, one in Louisiana, two sets of tickets. I don't know if they're already given out, so y'all please forgive me on that. Jennifer can tell y'all, or Keisha can tell you online.
New Edition, where? Which location?
New Edition? I don't know that. I know we're giving out a VIP. Okay. 2 sets of tickets for the New Edition.
Just for the listeners.
Show.
Okay.
And listen, we want y'all to stay tuned because we may have something dealing with New Edition coming up. So y'all stay tuned on that. Know these guys, love these guys. So y'all stay tuned on that. We got something coming up. But definitely stay tuned. Look out, ladies and gentlemen. That's a part of what this show was about. But we now reveal the secret. We have the spinoff coming, the couples show. So y'all look forward. We look forward to doing it. Y'all look forward to it, calling in, getting advice, and then finding out who really like their mate and who don't like their mate. So we're going to bring the jobs back on. We're going to bring them down on another show. Thank y'all again, once again, everybody, for coming out. My lovely co-host, Yara, anything you want to say?
No, thank you all for listening, and thank you for allowing him to let me come back on. Good job.
Don't y'all send me no more stuff about that. I just told y'all it's a couple show. Don't y'all send me nothing else about that at all.
She's a great co-host. Can you tell everybody? Good
job. Now, if y'all hold up, if y'all think she's so great, let's make that show hit 2 million. Now, if y'all think she's 1 million for me, and one,
the show haven't started yet.
But that's how it starts. So if y'all think it's so great, let's go 1 and 1. Let's make it 2 million. But listen,
this show's gonna be good because now we'll be a part of the spinoff. So you guys will get me raw and uncut. I won't be holding back because this is Ron's show.
I don't think we open the Christmas gifts yet. I think I got time to return mine, but. So thank you guys so much as always tuning in. I always say we would not be nothing without you. I would not be nothing without you. Thank you for making the show a success. Also, remember, love yourself or you can love anybody else. Once again, humbly, y'all, we wish you a Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Be safe out there.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah, we want to see you back the new year for the new show. And once again, thank you again for tuning in. God bless.
You're listening to Talking with Ron. With Ron Collins, only on LA Talk Radio.